The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, when a man makes a special vow of persons to the Lord at your valuation, then your valuation of a male from 20 years old up to 60 years old shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekels of the sanctuary. If the person is a female, your valuation shall be 30 shekels. If the person is from 5 years old up to 20 years old, your valuation shall be for a male 20 shekels, and for a female 10 shekels. If the person is from a month old up to 5 years old, your valuation shall be for a male 5 shekels of silver, and for a female your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if the person is 60 years old and upward, then your valuation for a male shall be 15 shekels, and for a female 10 shekels. And if a man is too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall bring the person before the priest, and the priest shall value him. According to the ability of him who vowed, the priest shall value him. If it is an animal such as men offer as an offering to the Lord, all of such that any man gives to the Lord is holy. He shall not substitute anything for it or exchange it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. If he makes any exchange of the beast for beast, then both it and that for which it is exchanged shall be holy. And if it is an unclean animal such as is not offered as an offering to the Lord, then the man shall bring the animal before the priest, and the priest shall value it as either good or bad. As you, the priest, value it, so shall it be. But if he wishes to redeem it, he shall add a fifth to the valuation. When a man dedicates his house to be holy to the Lord, the priest shall value it as either good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if he who dedicates it wishes to redeem his house, he shall add a fifth of the valuation in money to it, and it shall be his. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of the land which is his by inheritance, then your valuation shall be according to the seed for it. A sowing of a homer of barley shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates his field from the year of Jubilee, it shall stand at your full valuation. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall compute the money value for it according to the years that remain until the year of the Jubilee, and a deduction shall be made from your valuation. And if he who dedicates the field wishes to redeem it, then he shall add a fifth of the valuation in money to it, and it shall remain his. But if he does not wish to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it is released in the Jubilee, shall be holy to the Lord, as a field that has been devoted. The priest shall be in possession of it. If he dedicates to the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not a part of his possession by inheritance, then the priest shall compute the valuation for it up to the year of the Jubilee, and the man shall give the amount of the valuation on that day as a holy thing to the Lord. In the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was bought, to whom the land belongs as a possession by inheritance. Every valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall make a shekel. But a firstling of animals, which is as a firstling belongs to the Lord, no man may dedicate, whether ox or sheep. It is the Lord's. And if it is an unclean animal, then he shall buy it back at your valuation, and add a fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, it shall be sold at your valuation. But no devoted thing that a man devotes to the Lord of anything he has, whether of a man or beast, or of his inherited field, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. No one devoted who is to be utterly destroyed from among men shall be ransomed. He shall be put to death. All the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wishes to redeem any of his tithe, he shall add a fifth to it. And all the tithes of herds and flocks, every tenth animal of all that pass under the herdsman's staff, shall be holy to the Lord. A man shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, neither shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it, then both it and that for which it is exchanged shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the people of Israel on Mount Sinai.